Hello, this is Gabriel McBird. I've not been on here for a while. I just wanted to add a couple of points regarding the usability of Audio Boom and what to do about it. Now, my understanding is that when you try and play a boo, or a boom, should I say, voiceover crashes. I don't know because I've taken the advice and not updated the app. However, if you want to let them know about it, you can send an email to support@audioboom.com. And I would suggest doing that. Say that you're a voiceover user and that you have heard that you can't use the new version of the app with voiceover, that it's not compatible. And just maybe say that you would like testing with voiceover to be more of a part of the testing process that any piece of software has to go through while it's being developed. Try not to be insulting, to use bad language, to say that you don't say that even that you think that they're useless. But you can still say that perhaps that you think it's regrettable that they would appear. It seems to be the case that they don't test voiceover usage extensively, given the large number of voiceover users. As many of you will know, there have been issues with voiceover and other things in recent versions of iOS itself. And the best way of letting Apple know about those is to send them an email. So do send your emails to support@audioboom.com. The more people that send them an email saying that VoiceOver is not accessible, the more it will make them hopefully increase the priority of VoiceOver support. So let them know in a polite but firm way, and the more of us that do it, hopefully the more that they'll listen. Simply, if they refuse to listen, then voiceover users will obviously drop Audio Boom, which would be a crying shame. It's the way that they would lose business, because there are actually quite a lot of people that do pay for Audio Boom. And if it's not accessible, clearly people aren't going to pay for it. But they do need to be made very clear about it. That's about all, really. I understand that Audio Boom has issued a statement. I don't know whether it's on the website or a tweet or Facebook or what, but I understand they've issued a statement saying that they understand the app isn't accessible. But it's a shame that such glaring errors were not noticed in the past. And it does seem to be quite clear that there is no proper testing procedure for use with VoiceOver, because if they'd have tried to use the app with VoiceOver, from what I can gather, they'd have soon have come a cropper. So, yeah, the more of us that tell them, then the more they're likely to do something about it. OK, bye for now.